Hello, and welcome to another Apple Vis podcast.
Hey, Apple Visers, Tyler here. And if you've ever wondered why VoiceOver doesn't start automatically when you log into your Mac, I have a tip for you where you can change this setting. And in my opinion, it's not exactly obvious. Typically, when I think of VoiceOver settings, I think VoiceOver utility or accessibility preferences. But actually, it's in Users and Groups Preferences. So to demonstrate this, I am going to go into Users and Groups Preferences on my Mac right now, and I could either go into System Preferences and hit the Users and Groups button, or I'll just ask Siri, open Users and Groups Preferences.
System Preferences, Users and Groups window, toolbar. Users, Groups and Login Options, list one item selected. Tyler,
okay, so I pressed VO right arrow from the toolbar, which is the standard system preferences toolbar, the back, forward, and show all buttons. And now I'm on a list. I'm going to interact with that list.
In users, groups, and login options, list one item selected. Tyler, current user, group, Tyler, current user, group.
Tyler,
system preferences
user.
Has new window.
VO right.
Other users, expand disclosure triangle. Guest user, user, dimmed group. Login options, group.
Login options, that's what we want, so I'm going to stop interacting.
System preference, out of users, groups, and login options, list one item selected. Login options group. Automatic login.
Oh, if I'm VO right.
Off. Automatic display login window is list of users, dim selected, radio button, one of two.
And notice how the elements in this window are dimmed. This is because the preference pane is locked. So to unlock it, I'm going to jump to the bottom of the window with VO function right arrow.
Help button.
And go left.
Click the lock to make changes button.
Click the lock to make changes. This is what you need to do to unlock the preference pane. In literature intended for sighted users, this is referred to as a lock icon. So whenever you're reading something about system preferences and it says click the lock icon, it means click the lock to make changes. VoiceOver reads it as click the lock to make changes. So I'm going to do that now.
Help in dialogue 4, window, users and groups, enter password, secure edit text. System preferences is trying to unlock users and groups preferences. Enter your password to allow this. Username,
so I'm gonna enter my
password.
And if you are asked to type an administrator's name and password instead of simply entering your password, it means you're not logged into the computer as an administrator user. So in that case, you will need to enter the username and password of an administrator account on your computer in order to unlock the preference pane to make this change. So I'm going to press enter.
Help button.
Hear that little sound effect means it's unlocked. I'm going to press VL left arrow. Now.
Click the lock to prevent further changes. Click the lock to prevent button. Delete user, add user, join button, network accessibility options button.
Accessibility options. This is the one we want, so I'm going to press VO space.
These accessibility items will automatically be enabled in the login window. Turning off a feature disables that feature for all users at the login window, but can be turned back on by the accessibility shortcut menu. So by turning on a feature, your own configurations will be used for all users at the login window.
Okay, so I'm focused on the table. If I VO left.
These accessibility items will automatically be enabled in the login window.
These accessibility items will automatically be... the login window, VR right.
Table. VoiceOver, checked checkbox.
VoiceOver.
Zoom, unchecked checkbox. Accessibility keyboards are unchecked checkbox.
Accessibility keyboard.
Sticky keys, unchecked checkbox.
Sticky keys.
Slow keys, unchecked checkbox.
Slow keys.
Mouse keys, unchecked checkbox.
And mouse keys. And in order to check an option, you interact with the table via shift down arrow, VO space to check. When you're done, press VO right arrow.
Turning off a feature disables that feature for all users at the...
It already mentioned that. VO right arrow again.
Cancel button.
And there's the cancel button.
Apply button.
And the apply button. Now it will say that your own configuration will apply at the login window, but from my experience using VoiceOver at the login window, this is not the case. It is the standard VoiceOver behavior, the default VoiceOver behavior, without my settings applied. I don't know if that's a bug or why that is, but that is what I've experienced at the time of recording. It is October of 2018. I am running the latest stable build of macOS Mojave 10.14. So I'm going to hit apply.
Accessibility options button.
And now I'm back in the main window. So now next time you restart your Mac, VoiceOver should come on automatically and you shouldn't have to manually enable it. Now, if you find that instead of the normal VoiceOver behavior, that instead VoiceOver is saying something like VoiceOver on username and password, but it's not letting you navigate using the arrow keys, then that means you probably have File Vault turned on. File Vault is a feature that encrypts your disk, your internal disk on your Mac, for an extra layer of security. When you use File Vault, you have to supply the password to allow the computer's firmware to unlock the disk and start the operating system, and thus you are executing lower-level code when you're at this point and VoiceOver can't function as normal. If you want to use standard VoiceOver functions at the login window, particularly necessary if you have multiple accounts and don't want to have to manually enter the username and password at the login prompt, you can turn File Vault off in Security and Privacy Preferences. To get here, I'm going to go back to the main preferences window, command left bracket.
Back, users and groups, window, toolbar.
And press tab to get into the preference panes scroll area.
General button.
S for security and privacy.
Security and privacy button.
Get in here.
Loading security and privacy, window, toolbar. General tab, File Vault tab, 2 of 4.
File Vault, that's what I want. I'm gonna select that.
Press File Vault, selected tab, 2 of 4, Firewall tab, Privacy tab, 4 of 4, File Vault image. File Vault secures the data on your disk by encrypting its contents automatically. Turn off File Vault, dimmed button.
This is turn off File Vault because I have File Vault enabled on my disk. So to turn it off, you would just hit turn off File Vault, and because it is dimmed, that means it is locked, so you would have to go to the bottom of the window, hit the lock to make changes, enter your password, and then the turn off File Vault option should be available. So that is a tip for having VoiceOver start automatically at the login prompt on your Mac. I hope you enjoyed it and found it helpful. Peace.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.